It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. For 20 years, Lansing music fans have enjoyed what's been described as the Celtic mayhem of The Lash. Tonight, the group will perform for the last time. They're calling the show One Last Paycheck. It's at the Avenue Cafe in Lansing. Jen Siggett will open the show at 9 p.m. Rob Clyda is the last founding member of The Lash, still in the band, and he's our Live Music Friday guest today. We'll talk with Rob here in a few minutes about music and The Lash, but here is Rob right now performing Don't Blame It on the Whiskey.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 la 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 la. Well, I couldn't blame the horses for sinking me in debt. I can't fault their mighty muscles for the pounding in my chest. Deep in uncharted waters with a rock upon my neck. I've taken every paradox and I put it to the test. Yes, see, they framed Picasso for looking past the lines. And I wonder if his alibi was opium or wine. I know it's been the downfall of many other men. But don't blame it on the whiskey, cause the whiskey's still my friend. Don't blame it on the whiskey. Don't blame it on the whiskey. I know it's been a burden for many other men. But don't blame it on the whiskey, cause the whiskey's still my friend. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 la 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 la. Well, the bets have all been hammered and the losers scurry home. No greater field of glory have they likely ever known than to lose a whole week's wages on some unrewarding roan. It's a chance to dance with destiny, but still go home alone. You see, they frame Picasso for looking past the lines. And I wonder if his alibi was opium or wine. I know it's been the downfall of many other men. But don't blame it on the whiskey. The whiskey's still my friend. Don't blame it on the whiskey. Don't blame it on the whiskey. I know it's been a burden for many other men, but don't blame it on the whiskey, cause the whiskey's still my friend. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 la 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 la. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 la.
Oh, nice ending there. I like the way that
Thank
changed.
You
ain't worth the whiskey. It's Rob Clyda here on WKAR's Current State on a Live Music Friday. Welcome. It's been
Thank you.
Great
Thanks for
to
having
hear
me.
You here this morning. Can you do Celtic music without referring to alcohol? I guess that's...
I don't think you can do it without referring to alcohol and or fighting, but preferably both.
Just, you know, you just performed that song. That is the second song that overtly involves whiskey that has been heard on this program in like a week or so. Riley Bulla, who is a football player here at Michigan State, is an aspiring country music artist, and he performed a bit of You Ain't Worth the Whiskey.
You'll find whiskey is a great inspiration to
it
many
is,
people.
It has inspired a lot of songs. How far afield from Celtic music do you go, Rob, and how far afield from Celtic music does The Lash go?
The Lash goes every place. I mean, very, very far afield. I mean, when we started out, we were strictly Celtic and actually Irish rock, and we just branched out. We do Cajun, Celtic, country, and other things that start with C's, I guess. rock, bluegrass. You know, we go wherever we want to go now.
You sound like a perfect fit for the East Lansing or the Great Lakes Folk Festival.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Have you played there?
No, we have not.
Well, that sounds like an oversight to me. But
I think so, too.
20 years is a long time. A lot of personnel changes in the band. And you're the last remaining original member.
I am the last one.
Why the breakup?
The breakup is because I just think that we've been around long enough, period. And this is the lineup I wanted to go out with. I thought it was one of the best lineups we've ever had, and I want to just, you know, I don't want to fade away. I want to go out on a big high note with the lineup that I really like, and that's why I decided to do it now. It's an amicable decision with the band, but not necessarily a mutual one. It's just one I've been thinking about, and I thought this is the time.
What are your followers saying about the breakup of the group?
They don't like it.
That's, you know, nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Take that as a compliment, right?
And, but we've become that kind of band where we're playing, at least in Lansing, people don't come to see us as much anymore because, you know, you can always go see The Lash. They're always playing somewhere. And so that's not going to be true anymore. So if you want to see The Lash, you know, you come see us tonight.
That's right. The Last, or One Last Paycheck is what the show is being called here tonight.
Or Jen Siggett says The Lashed Stand.
The Lashed Stand.
Yeah.
I like that. How far from Lansing has The Lash performed? Have you guys been around the country or what?
Yeah, the furthest gig we've played would be in Portland, Oregon. And we used to do the East Coast a lot, in New York, Connecticut, you know, up in Pennsylvania, all over the place over there. And we used to have an agent who was in Chicago, so we did the whole Midwest circuit in the middle of the country all the time. We're driving from Chicago to Kansas City, back to Chicago, and going to somewhere else 600 miles away.
We're talking with Rob Klyda of The Lash on Live Music Friday here on WKAR's Current State. The Lash will do their last show after 20 years together tonight at the Avenue Cafe in Lansing. Is the split at all about wanting to do something different, though? Or is it really predicated by what you said earlier?
Yeah, well, there is an element of that. A friend of mine, Mike Lynch, who was the other founding member of the band, he was actually the founding member of the band, and I kind of helped him out, but he's been playing with everybody in the state, and he's like, I'm really getting tired of all this traveling. Do you want to start something new? And he asked me that about the same time that I was like looking at the calendar saying, I wonder when I can end The Lash. And so, yeah, there was that element to it, and we did start a new band called Drag Spell, and we played a few gigs already.
Drag Spell?
Drag Spell is actually Swedish for accordion. The correct pronunciation would be Dragspiel. We didn't think that would be good for radio, so we just go with Drag Spell. We anglicized it.
How does Drag Spell's sound differ most noticeably from the sound of The Lash?
A lot of people would say it doesn't, but I think that's because I'm singing all the songs and still playing the same instruments. But it is a little bit, it's more up-tempo. The Lash has gotten to be more of a folky kind of sound, I think, or even bluegrass. So Drag Spell is more rock. And as we start to write newer originals, and we're hoping to have an album out in the fall, I think it's going to be more in a world beat, like a heavier world beat kind of sound.
Mm. Do you have CDs out then?
The Lash has 3 CDs out. Yeah, okay. You can get them anywhere. You can get CDs.
Do you like recording? Or you're done recording. Are you recording tonight? You know?
No,
it's
we are
your
not
last
recording
concert.
Tonight. Nope, this is it. You have to be there live.
What drew you to Irish themes and Irish music in the first place, Rob? What did you hear first that said, I gotta go there?
I just liked that. I think the same thing I liked was that everybody liked when they first heard The Lash. It was just kind of foreign sounding, but still pleasant to hear. I mean, the scales and the patterns were, they sound simple, but they're really not. And when you hear it, you pick up on that. And it's just kind of exciting to hear it the first time.
Mm. Have you traveled to Ireland?
No, I haven't.
Never been?
No.
Was it ever a thought to actually have The Lash perform in Europe, at least, let's say?
Yeah, it was. And we've actually had people who approached us saying, you know, we want to set up this tour. We want to take you to Ireland. And nothing ever came of it.
Joshua Davis, who was just blowing up on The Voice, has actually gigged with you guys a few times.
Yeah, he has. He went out to... We did a music conference called North by Northwest in Portland, Oregon, and he went out there with us and played mandolin, and he did a couple of shows in Chicago. And we've just always, stepping in it was, I think stepping in it formed about 2 months after The Lash, maybe, and we've just always, we've been friends.
Have you performed at the Avenue before?
Yes.
Okay.
The Lash has performed there for a 10-pound fiddle show.
Good venue, as far as you're concerned?
I like it.
Last show?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next for you? then? You've talked about Drag Spell. Sorry, you have talked about that. But will there be other things on the side of that as
well? Yeah, I have another side band, actually, with Drew Howard and Jen Siggett and Lewis Redner on a stand-up bass called The Hopening Quartet. I have a solo album called Hopening, and so we do songs for that about 5 or 6 times a year. And then I do a lot of solo shows, but I'm just hoping to focus all my time into the new band.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here today, Rob. You sound great.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I'm sure tonight's going to just rock. After 20 years, The Lash performs its final Lansing show tonight at 9 o'clock at the Avenue Cafe. Jen Siggett opens the show. We want to thank our Live Music Friday guest, Rob Klyda.
A professional and pointless investigation. Any excuse for recreation. Now is the time for an impromptu nap. Sleep for a while, then up for a snack. Kings and queens of every nation. In a little cat's imagination. Cat's imagination. Every shadow a possible threat. Any noise, every footstep. Possible danger in every situation. Paranoia, too much concentration. Patiently lying in wait for the prey. Mindless aggravation is all in the day. The conflicts and struggles of every nation are wrapped up in a cat's imagination. Cat's imagination.